right, hey, we're back with the first Counterfeit Disaster podcast in about 2 months.
Yep.
Two months or so. Full band.
And it is. It's full band.
Everybody here this time.
Full. Every single
There'll
person.
There'll be a lot of talking over
Even
each other.
Even Kurt is here.
Yes. Cool. as Dave Dahl just demonstrated.
I did it on
a lot
purpose.
Of interrupting.
Awesome.
I was hoping Two Dave Parker would look at me when I did that.
We've got all 20 horn players. They're sitting in the corner.
Yeah.
Yep. He's just doing shit to annoy you.
Doing the rusty trombone.
It's all about you.
So,
I can't reach.
We're all here. I'm Sean Paul. If anybody forgot, and this guy over here,
I'm Dave Parker,
pointing
over where to your right,
and I'm Dave Bodie,
and over to,
I'm Kenny Camacho,
and over to,
I'm Dave Daw,
and
I'm Kurt Brown,
and back around to me. See how easy that is. All right,
we all know our names.
It's easy when you point.
That's pretty cool.
So we're gonna play a song, right?
Yep.
And this is Kurt's song.
This is my song.
I don't know what song it is though.
It's called The Pot.
It's a great
the
song.
New Tool album, 10,000 Days.
What do you think and this song's really about?
Good. You know, what are you laughing at? Always laughing at me.
It's all right.
See,
Kurt.
See,
it's gonna be edited, right?
It's okay.
Yeah, it's gonna be
not
edited.
This.
Not no. this.
I mean, all right. Seeing how it's called The Pot, I mean, I can only think of a couple things.
You know, yeah. It's but I don't really know. Cooking. I just know it's a really good song, and I don't know.
I think we're gonna play it.
Yeah, we're gonna play it.
Sweet. Here it is. All The Pot by.
And y'all know. Tool, so.
Tool, awesome.
Nice.
Who are you to wave your finger? You must have been out your hair. I hold deep in muddy waters. You practically raised the dead. Rob the grave to snow the cradle, then burn the evidence down.
Foot and mouth and head of
that was The Pot by Tool. So what'd you guys think of that?
That's good. A hot song.
It's awesome.
You gotta admit, that's awesome. A good song. They won Recording of the Year this year for the Grammys.
Yeah. Which I think Adam Jones won something for like packaging, right?
That I didn't see. That's
I think he won something for the packaging. I mean,
I know they got it for recording and like Mix Magazine and all the magazines. The minute that album came out, everybody was talking about it. That they would definitely hands down win, and they did.
And anybody who's actually listening to this, the great artist that does all their art album work is called Alex Gray. He's amazing.
Yeah,
sometimes
really
down in New York, he'll have like exhibitions and all that. But sometimes he comes up to Rosendale and has some stuff up here. But Alex Gray, if you want to check out his stuff, I'm
Rosendale's by us in Kingston, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Rosendale.
Clever segue.
Yeah,
but
that's maybe for a later time.
But Bodhi, you're gonna play the next song, right?
Are we going into my song right now?
I don't know.
Should he hit the button?
Should I hit the button?
Should he hit the button?
Made a little intro music for Bodhi's freaking weird pick of the week.
freaking weird.
Because you'll see what I mean. If you've heard last time, it was pretty weird. And
it's eclectic.
Yeah, right. This is going to be, I actually like these guys a lot. And this is going to be some interesting stuff. Well, I'll let Bodhi introduce real quick.
God
and then
damn
we'll
right
do the
you will.
Should we be expecting like the weird stuff always?
I'd like to think that we do that.
Yeah.
That's my MO.
That's cool. That's
it's like his little
We'll combine forces
your,
maybe next week.
Bodhi's
we'll,
freaking weird.
We'll do some Nova Scotian Swedish.
The dance that he does to this song, by the way.
Really weird stuff.
Intense.
I think I threw my back out. hit the button.
Here we go.
Whoa! I know where that was.
Was that me?
That was you.
That was actually that was from the end of one of the songs.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
That That's was you.
Awesome.
That was you.
Gets his own little theme music.
This will be weekly.
Hey. All right, so here we go. This band
of
is called.
I edited a little bit. Sorry, never mind.
Yeah, I can't do all that at once. This band is called the Stickmen. They were around in the early '80s, out of Pennsylvania. This is off of the album Insatiable, which is a re-release from the label Cuneiform. They are no longer together. Sadly, the lead singer is no longer with us. And all I have to say about the Stickmen is that we had a vision of dots and spots and synthesizer people modulating in knots. So here we am, trying to do what we can, express ourselves. We're the Stickmen.
We had a vision of dots and spots and synthesizer people modulating in knots. So here we am, trying to do what we can, express ourselves. We're Stickmen. Blueprint, wire bones, dig the fur, express yourself. I'm a pipe cleaner, thin black lies, feet to hands, express yourself. West Japan, we had a vision. Gotta beat the heat, gotta be a man, it's hard to do. West Japan jam, should I smell my candles? Little gray head shirt, hit dirt. Vision of dots and spots, synthesizer people, like Lady and Nods. So here we am, trying to do what we can. Scratch yourself, stop, we're sick, man. We got a vision. Like dog, buh, buh, like a lamb, buh. Gonna need cows on, yeah, whisk man. Six out my candles, blue gray hit, yeah. Hit the dirt.
That was the Stickmen with Legend of the Stickmen.
It's good.
Another zany, crazy song for you.
It's all right.
Weird.
So, Bodhi, I haven't seen you in a while. What have you been up to?
Oh, you know, this, that, and the other thing.
You're getting playing with some other bands, right?
I'm playing with some other bands. I'm playing with a band called Time of Orchids.
Yeah.
And we're actually putting an album out in the fall on Cuneiform, which is the people who released
that.
So
now label mates.
Kind of.
What a comforting
posthumously.
Thing.
That's
posthumous
weird.
Label mates. But you know who will be label mates with me is Alucatistas, and they're a good time.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Sounds good.
They are a good time. I saw them out in Chicago. They're an amazing band. Anyway.
Fun.
You guys are such non-believers. Wait till we get some U.S. Maple in here. You guys are going to be fucking...
I can't wait.
So so excited. Anyway,
I'm
hey.
I'm going to be hitting that button a lot.
Check this out. So I got one thing to say, bro. Mm-hmm. Shawnee, why don't you talk for now?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I want to introduce this song, but I just kind of want to say, like, that we've been up to other things, right?
What are we talking about here?
I would like to talk about how much time Dave Daw has put into upgrading this studio we record in.
Awesome. Yeah, oh, is that what you want to do?
I do. I want to talk.
Let's talk about the studios for a bit. That works.
What? Did something happen?
Two studios.
You haven't noticed that we've upgraded here?
I haven't noticed. No.
If you look around, there's a few new things. Maybe a new mic or two.
Oh, that room over there with all the
stuff. That's right.
Yeah.
I like the couch.
So go ahead, Mr. Dave Daw. Go ahead and talk about your new studio.
I got a new studio.
What did you do? What did you do to the studio?
What did I do? I talked to my wife, and I got her to fork over a whole lot of money.
She came out of nowhere.
And then we just did it. No, I don't know. We added a control room. We've added a new guitar isolation room. We added a bathroom, which has been a wonderful addition to the house because it's something I wanted for about 10 years. Mm-hmm. And
you have your own workstation now.
And I have my own workstation, yes. Yeah. It worked out nice. Davey Parker over there helped out and made up quite the little designs for us. And we kind of went pretty crazy and right down to the last cable or outlet as we drove our friend.
And we have a zebra-striped throw pillow
We even went 80s on our special 80s wall. Yes. Wow. We abused our friend John Akis, and we want to give him a big thank you for doing all the electric work for us and putting up with us changing our mind 4,000 times and adding black outlets. There's a crazy thing. Imagine trying to find a black outlet in this town. And don't think you can, because you can't.
Can't do it.
We went through it.
Why has it got to be white outlets?
That's what I was saying. I want some blackness in my dark world. But, it just didn't work, man. I tried. And we went nuts to get this, but it didn't happen.
So in a hole, we got some new rooms and some black outlets.
Pretty much.
No, we got wood outlets, right?
Oh, we got
wood. We got wood covers. Wood covers. Oh. That was the other
wood,
thing.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Yes, I know. I'm picky, and I had a bunch of people have to pick on me. So in the meantime, we did that. Sean Paul was up busy making up his new studio, which I forgot the name of again.
Leaning Tree.
Leaning Tree. The Leaning Tree. Yes, young man's got his studio.
Nice. I built a studio.
Tell us about it.
It's like the Lemon Tree, but of beats.
It's like the Lending Tree, but only if you Google it wrong, and then you want to spend the money to come in.
That was way too complicated.
It's all right.
All right,
but it's a little rock studio up in West Saugerties, New York. I don't know. I'm gonna have a MySpace page soon when I get the internet at my house and things like that.
He's working on it.
I don't know. If you check your smoke signals, I'll have one out there like tomorrow, and you guys will all be able to come in.
Just yell really loud outside, and he'll hear you, and he'll know it's time to record you.
But it's a cool rock studio. I like it.
It's a good time. I like it.
Yeah. It's a good time.
I actually recorded you.
It's way up in the woods.
You did?
By a bunch of leaning trees.
It's all because of you.
Yeah. Do I get to play my song?
I think you should.
Let's do this.
So I found this band on MySpace, and you can find them at the myspace.com/brobottakeover. And apparently what this is a bunch of misfit robots that were banished to Earth's surface, and
not just robots, but robot frat boys.
Yeah, well, they were banished from their fraternity, sent to Earth's surface, and they can only relay their message in punk rock songs, which is I found interesting, and I really like this song, and it's disastrous and awesome, and it's called "Stuck in a Brostorm" by Brobot.
Nice.
So here it is.
Here it is.
Bro.
We're programmed upon you, we're programmed.
band stuck in a bro storm.
Yeah. Box.
It's what all we've heard hell? About for weeks now.
I feel a little violated.
I'm moist.
That was a Brobot was stuck in a bro storm.
That was awesome, dude. That was awesome.
Coming to dismantle you, apparently, is what I heard. And,
wow.
Yeah. Kenny, you haven't talked at all.
What's Look, up?
There it is, Kenny.
What's
Come
up?
Come on,
talk to us.
What? Hey, what's happening, guys?
He's great. He's always got to sing in the mic, so now Mike's in his face, and he doesn't know how to
right.
just talk.
He doesn't really
I'm actually enjoying not having to say much. You know, I'm sort of just observing everything. And this is actually really cool. It's the first podcast that I've ever been a part of with a bunch of special dudes. And
apparently,
you're
last.
I mean that, you know.
In a special way.
Not like helmet wearing retarded.
Dave Daw is really retarded.
Do you guys want to have a gay moment?
No.
I decided instead of having that gay day, we'll have a gay moment.
Yeah.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, gay moment time.
Yes.
Bodhi, he looks pretty.
Now Bodhi's going to be so serious now. What? I'm not gay.
I don't understand Dave the insinuations.
Dave is calling for order.
Yeah.
Okay, so
it was all about it.
It was just a moment. He loved it before, I know.
It's all about it.
A gay sound.
Gay sound. That's a gay
yeah.
sound.
Okay. Yeah.
I got
That's
it.
Not moist enough.
Yes.
Oh, give some of your moistness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, rub that right there.
There it is. That's right. There it is.
Oh, that's so good.
For all you guys that don't know, that's called smacking the ass.
Okay. Now my palms stink. Oh, yeah. Stinky.
I'd like to just hear today. Kenny talk for a while again.
Well, I don't know. I discovered this band working. A couple of painters had it on a CD player. It was really cool. The melodies sort of intrigued me, and the songs were great. A band from overseas. I don't know if it was their debut album. I'm not sure if it's the second album. I'm going to say the debut. It's called She Has No Time, from their debut album, Hopes and Fears. It's just how I'm feeling right now. There Keen? It is. Keen, baby, Keen.
I love this band.
She says she has no
All right, that was Keen. She Has No Time. Again, if you haven't picked up the album, it's an awesome album, consistent all the way through. Great songs, very well written.
Absolutely.
What do you think, Shawnee?
I love that record. I think me and you were talking about that album when you came out to my studio.
Yeah.
I think we liked it. I love the overall sound. Yeah. Like, I like the record, and it was a little weird for me because I thought of them as a very like clean cut, like kind of I don't do anything wrong kind of band, and then I read that their singer went to rehab.
Ouch. For?
I don't know.
He went to rehab. We don't know why.
Yeah, maybe there was... Right. Maybe it was...
But I've seen the people have gone to rehab. It's kind of like a little vacation, you know? You show up to rehab and you have like, you know, like Britney Spears in there and stuff. Like, why not go?
She goes there a lot for a little while.
It's like, I might want to check into rehab. I might meet some people, you know?
What happened to that girl?
What happened?
She shaved her balls. She shaved her hair.
She's crazy.
It's a publicity.
Was I just swearing this? Yeah, yeah. All right.
Yeah. She shaved.
You can say shit, fuck, anything you want.
Yeah. I think she actually looks kind of attractive with no hair.
It was weird because I saw the pictures and it was like, she was like all like
you
weird.
You think she does?
I think she does, man.
Yeah, no, you don't.
You know, she needs to lose the fupa a little bit, but I think overall, you know, it wasn't a bad move.
Yeah, did anyone hear the or see the Colin Ferguson address on YouTube?
No.
You know who Colin Ferguson is. He does
He kind of backed her and was
He did this. He made this really great 12-minute monologue. Instead of making jokes about people, he actually talked about the fact that he encountered somebody that he had made fun of. Actually, met them in person, and it kind of got him thinking about shook the person's hand and spoke to him, and then the person became an actual human being interacting. He was like, oh man, I really, this is like a person. And so he was like, I'm not going to do this to Britney Spears. I'm 15 years now sober from being an alcoholic. And it was just a wonderful speech. It was really good. I mean, he didn't lose the comedy aspect while being able to be really serious about something that, you know, the woman obviously needs some kind of help.
I don't think so.
I think she just knows how to stay in the public eye, and she's doing a great job because everyone's talking about
it. I shave my head if anybody wants to. Anybody wants to know, I don't know. Follow me around for a while. It'd be awesome.
Nice.
But so going back to Dark World Studios, unbelievable. The plug.
Dark World.
This is a band that recorded here.
Actually, it's not true. They didn't record here. They did their lead tracks.
Okay.
They had recorded at another studio, which is where these tracks are coming from. But they needed Mr. Parker there to clean them up and give them a nice mix and add some lead tracks to it. So the band's name is
The Night's Last.
Uh-huh. The song's last. Name is
No,
the
hold on
marching
a second. Hold on.
The marching song.
Hold on a second. Stop.
What? Yeah.
Can say the name.
we're gonna edit this right now, and you're actually gonna say it. So the people who come here to you don't think
this.
No,
this is great.
This is human.
The name of the band is The Night's Last,
song?
And it's The Marching Parade.
There it is.
Marching song.
What the hell, man?
I thought it was Marching Parade.
Night's Last, The Marching Song.
It is Marching Parade.
Damn it.
Parker's going to check. So in the meantime, it's our buddy Jay Wilcox. Jay went out to where'd he go to school? Same place Joe went
to Tempe,
school.
Arizona.
Yeah, he did recording school out there, and then he came back here and did his internship. And he needed to get these tracks done, so we got them done, and now they're going to be coming in to do the rest of their album. And
good.
It is, Marching.
Oh, I just
want
to make one more comment.
He's
real
got
quick
one
on
more comment,
guys.
Real quick.
Two. Just one.
He confuses himself.
The always decisive Dave Parker.
Yeah. They came in and they were the first people in here, and we were kind of worried about, like, you know, we were like, oh man, you know, we don't have the tallest ceilings in the world, and of course they all come in and they're all like 7 foot tall.
Yes,
I swear
this is
to
true.
God, these guys are huge. We were like, oh my god.
Kenny the singer, right? That poor guy, how many times did he bang his head that night?
You know,
Jay was lucky
minutes.
He's pretty used to down here, but that poor Kenny, he even made the attempt at one point. He was like, I'm going to make sure I'm careful. And as he says that, bashes his head right into the aluminum, air boxes in there. It was awesome. Nice.
It was fun.
Here they are.
Yeah.
Longest introduction on the podcast.
Okay, so here it is officially.
There's always one of those.
Officially, go ahead.
Okay. The Night's Last with The Marching Parade.
Good Perfect. Song. Here it is. We'll be right back.
I'm meant to be. The marching parade has come between you and me. So many people here, we could get lost easily, but I know this is worth it. We can find ourselves somewhere unseen.
That was The Night's Last with The Marching Parade.
Yeah, awesome. He actually got it. Yeah, so that's awesome.
That sweet. Was actually applause for me because I actually remembered the name. I have a little problem with that. But we won't go into that. We will not go into that. Anyway, so next up is our buddy here. Actually, no, we wanted to talk about that. Fuck.
You can say fuck, it's fine.
Yeah, fuck.
It's human error. It's not like you're a robot.
Of that guitar player, Dave. I mean,
I thought he was great, man. Like, he could shred. He was doing stuff. He was like going over the top of his fretboard and all this little crazy stuff.
How old is this kid?
22 years old. 22 years old.
You guys said he was like 22
years young.
Wow, that
he's
seems insane.
Really good. I was surprised. Like, you know, you hear a lot of people talking these days, and they're like, oh, this kid's great on guitar, and then they come in and they play a bunch of chords for you, and you're like, okay, well, that's, you know, you're a rhythm player, you're not a lead player. And Jay kept telling me how good he was, and not to doubt you, Jay, but it was like, wow, that, you know, all of a sudden this kid's in there playing, and I walk in to check in the control room, and next thing you know, I hear, and I turn around, and this kid's got doing over-the-top hammer-ons and the whole bit. I mean, it was actually pretty cool.
All I got to say is the kid's no Huey Lewis in the news.
No, he's definitely not. Thank God.
Who I saw in second grade.
I saw him at SPAC. First concert ever.
Nice.
That is wow.
Second grade?
Wow.
Yeah, my father was a fan. He's a rocker.
So was that like He-Man underwear or...
No, that was... what do you think? I don't know where I know I wore like the funny pajamas with the feet, but
me too, dude. They were all
actually
they
that,
were
pretty, yeah. at that they were great. At that at that point in my life, I was a real rocker and I was actually free balling it.
That's great.
So I don't really know. I haven't worn underwear since Huey Lewis. Actually,
nice, okay, so. Nice.
It's since pretty awesome. Encounter?
But yeah, because nice. I was like, man, this guy rocks.
Nice.
yeah. But
So listen, you guys want to talk about some stuff that we have coming up, and
absolutely.
Anybody want to plug anybody? Say what's up, you know, before we go into our last song.
I think the only thing we should plug is I think next week on the podcast we're going to try to do an acoustic rendition of one of our new songs, right?
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that we're not going to try, but we're going to give you a very nice surprise.
Absolutely.
So please, you know, tune in next week.
What he said.
Right.
Yeah. We'd love to plug, but I think we did a lot of plugging.
Yeah, I think we did too.
I would love to plug Bodhi.
Oh, yeah. That comes later. God. See, you brought it out of me.
good Lord. Yeah, no, that should be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do a little acoustic thing. And
do you guys want
that? We'll just be recording, I would assume, the next couple weeks. And
yeah, it's right.
Get ready to put the live show together again. And
yeah.
We just want to get some more songs finished up and get that all situated and hopefully take off from there.
Yeah.
But Parker, you have our last song.
Yeah. Yep.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, yeah. Do you know the name of the band and the song?
Yes. All right. Yes.
That's really important. Yes. We're going to have trouble tonight
with
that.
That's because he hasn't drank that much tonight.
Yeah.
That's because he's drinking cheap beer today.
I got to take a swig of Coors.
Where's my Jameson?
Yeah, where's my James?
Goddamn!
Yeah.
I wish you guys could see this.
Get my James and you whore! All
right, so let's do it.
But it's a song called Killian's Red by Not a Surf. It's about drinking. Pretty sure it's about drinking till you forget. I don't know all the lyrics, but I think
Killian's Red. I think, Red. So. I think that's like Red. A.
But you've been there.
Yeah.
Not a Surf.
Yeah, I can identify. I don't need to hear read the lyrics. Yeah, so I'm gonna. Cheers me with their cores at least. It should be Killian's Cheers Light, me. But you know.
Mine's right. Empty like a real man.
We'll pretend.
All right.
I just had one.
Give him Kurt the bullhorns.
Right. Give him hell, Parker. No. Give him hell.
Bullhorns.
Yeah.
Well, we should sign off before we play the song. So
yeah. This is true.
You know.
Listen, you guys be safe out there, man.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody have a good week. Yes. And we'll see you back next week. We promise it won't be a 2-month hiatus. Yeah. We'll be back.
Don't get caught in a bro storm.
Right. Yeah. Don't get caught in a bro storm.
You die if you get caught in a bro storm. But so from all of us, this is Parker. He's gonna send us out.
And wrap it up.
Yeah.
No more surf.
That's right. Wrap that
shit
up.
No, I mean
Parker.
Wrap it up for all the kids out there.
Yeah, wrap it up. That's right. This is our
or pull out. I mean, whatever you want to do.
We don't need any more we don't need any more welfare kids out there, okay? Let's go.
He'll be back next week, folks.
All right, so and let's do the quietness into the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 so you can already.
Peace.
told you the truth.